This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online, drop by freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, you can download archives and get interactive. You can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website and vote on what you see there. So if you see something you like, you can vote it up or down, depending on how you feel about it. So coming up tonight, we got a lot to talk about, including someone who actually won a write-in vote, Daryl Perry. You have the story, but unfortunately, they didn't end up winning the election.
Right.
I don't know the details. We'll find out more about that when we get the chance. Plus, the Telegraph in the UK covering the Free State Project, which it's great to get some international headlines. And speaking of headlines, the major story in the world, or at least in the United States right now, seems to be immigration related.
Yes.
Apparently there's been some big deal with President Barack Obama making some sort of an executive order or series of
executive decision. Not unlike what Ronald Reagan did when he was president. But the Republicans quickly forget that Reagan made executive decisions.
What's the difference between an executive decision and an executive order?
Well, most likely there will wind up being some signing of an executive order.
Okay.
But basically, you know, as executive, he's made a decision, and he will then find ways to implement that. So I don't know if there's actually been any signing of orders yet. That's why I'm just saying executive decision.
Here's a story from AP. Spurning furious Republicans, President Barack Obama unveiled expansive executive actions on immigration Thursday night to spare nearly 5 million people in the United States illegally from deportation and refocus enforcement efforts on felons, not families. The moves, affecting mostly parents and young people, marked the most sweeping changes to the nation's fractured immigration laws in nearly three decades and set off a fierce fight with Republicans over the limits of presidential powers. Now, of course, presidents have signed executive decisions as long as I've been alive. You know, it's not just Ronald Reagan.
They've signed executive orders for longer than you've been alive.
Right. I mean, so this isn't anything new, but it has always been, to some extent, a questionable thing, right? Like,
right.
You know, if there's going to be laws made, there's a legislative process for that. The idea that the executive branch can just sort of legislate from the Oval Office.
Well, the executive branch is just that. They execute the laws, or they're rather supposed to execute the laws. So Obama, in this case, is using some sort of, what's the word when a cop pulls you?
Discretion.
He's using some discretion.
Well, because
and saying on these certain people that meet these criteria, meaning you've been in the U.S. for at least 5 years, you have children that are either U.S. citizens or your children are legal residents of the U.S., we will not deport you right away if you follow these steps that we're going to lay out, and you must do X, Y, and Z. Those are the people that aren't going to wind up getting deported right away if they're found.
In a televised address to the nation, Obama defended the legality of his actions and challenged GOP lawmakers to focus their energy not on blocking his actions, but on approving long-stalled legislation to take its place, saying, quote, to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress have failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill, Obama said, flexing his presidential powers just 2 weeks after his political standing was challenged in the midterm elections. Now, it's certainly true, Daryl, that as the executive branch, he's the head of the police, basically, right?
Right.
Like, you know, he's the head of the military, he's the head of the police, he's the head of the enforcement wings.
Head of the, let's not say all police, because, okay. You know, he can't dictate what the Keene police does.
That's true.
Now, certainly,
but
he
Keene
could,
police is taking federal money, and so they do, they, to some extent, have contracted to be owned by the feds.
Right, so, like, he could tell the Keene police what they can or can't do with the
Bearcat
that they have. He can send in the DEA and have the DEA work closely with the Keene police.
Right.
But he cannot directly order the Keene police to not enforce certain laws.
It's an important detail, but he is in charge of the federal police.
Right. So the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, the CIA, the Capitol Police, and I'm sure there's some other federal policing agency that I can't think of.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, Border Patrol, ICE.
Like, I've heard that most of the federal bureaucracies have a policing division. You know, there's the park police, there's the schools police, there's all kinds of different police out there. There's an Amtrak police, from what I understand.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
TSA is technically under his authority.
Yeah. So, I mean, as the executive branch, he could certainly use his discretion, as police can do, to say, well, you know, Congress passed this law, but it's unconstitutional, and I'm not going to enforce it.
Right.
And
one thing that, you know, as much as Obama sort of gave lip service when he was running originally about, not enforcing super harsh drug laws, or at least that's what the people that were supporting Obama were saying, is he's going to, you know, something, people aren't going to go to jail for weed anymore. But yet, he has the authority to single-handedly move cannabis from Schedule 1 either off of the list completely or put it down to, like, Schedule 3, but he doesn't do that.
Not only that, he could also tell the DEA to just stop enforcing the marijuana laws.
Right, but there have been more DEA raids in California under Obama so far in his presidency than in all of the George W. Bush presidency.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Barack Obama, but, I mean, what little I know about this proposal, if it's not going to deport some people, I guess that's a good thing, but it's also not a good thing to get people into the system, right? Like, if they have to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to stay here, and that means, you know, being more obedient to the state,
right?
I don't support that.
Pay your taxes. Basically, this is a way to where they can say, all right, you've been here for a while, just start paying us taxes and jump through these other hoops.
Give us protection money,
and you'll be good.
As Obama addressed the nation from the White House, immigration supporters with American flags draped over their shoulders marched on the street outside carrying signs that read, Gracias, Presidente Obama. Despite Obama's challenge to Republicans to pass a broader immigration bill, his actions and the angry GOP response could largely stamp out prospects for Congress passing comprehensive legislation under the current administration, ensuring the contentious debate will carry into the 2016 presidential campaign.
And then even in 2016, it's never going to be solved. In 2020, it's not going to be solved. In 2024, 2020.
What would it look like to solve immigration? I mean, besides letting people be free and letting people who want to come here as long as they've got a place to go and people who are willing to put them up.
That's what solving it would look like.
Right.
But the Republicans don't want any kind of reform because they're even calling this blanket amnesty.
But wait, don't they want a crackdown? I mean,
The Republicans want to crack down even harder.
Yeah.
And the Democrats are like, okay, we just want people to start paying taxes. And the Republicans are saying that, you know, by allowing 4.7 million of the 11 million undocumented immigrants, that is blanket amnesty. Because the Republicans, for the most part, are out of their ever-loving mind, and they don't know what blanket amnesty actually would look like. Blanket amnesty would say, we're not, you know, going to deport anybody. There's no forms for anybody to fill out.
Oh,
everybody gets to stay.
Wonderful.
That's what blanket amnesty would be.
That's what I'd love to see happen, but of course that will never happen with the federal government. I mean, we're never going to see any kind of semblance of freedom as far as crossing imaginary lines in the sand.
Right. And one thing that is also interesting, the U.S. Constitution says that Congress has the authority to set a uniform policy for naturalization.
Not immigration, right? That's different.
Right. naturalization, not immigration, but the problem lies in that there's not even a uniform policy of that, let alone a uniform policy for immigration, because there's different rules for every country.
All right, your thoughts are certainly welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Your thoughts on immigration or whatever's on your mind. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And join us in real life at the Texas Bitcoin Conference coming up March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin. They moved the location this time. It's going to be at the Moody Theater. Last time it was at a big racetrack kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's right in downtown Austin, which I'm excited about because it was good last year. I think it's going to be even better this time around. Loaded with the best and the brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, as well as hosting the $2 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They've even invited the Texas legislature there to show them that not enacting complicated regulations actually encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just curious and interested, this is the place to be, March 28th and 29th. And there's even a kickoff event on the 27th if you get there early. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live was there last year, and we're looking forward to being part of it. Again, that's TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's coming up March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin. Looking forward to that. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So, apparently, there's been some big moves in Washington, D.C. today on the part of Barack Obama. Many in the Republican Party are upset about this. Barack Obama is saying that he's going to make some changes to the immigration laws to actually, apparently, allow some people to stay here.
Temporarily.
Okay.
Without the threat of deportation.
I haven't read the bill. I don't know all of the details on this, but apparently it'll target certain people, like people with families, people who've been here more than 5 years. And obviously you are welcome to share your thoughts at toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Now, this is a huge political football. I mean, this is something that comes up every election season on both sides, and the Democrats are the ones who come off as more compassionate. They're the ones who come off as being willing to work with people who are here.
Right.
And the Republicans just don't come across with compassion at all. Theirs is the...
We're a nation of laws, right. And if you jaywalk, then you go to prison. And that's the thing that a lot of Republicans don't understand, is that on the scale of criminal offenses, coming across the border illegally is a violation. It is not a misdemeanor. It is not
really
a felony. It is a violation. It's akin to getting a parking ticket or jaywalking.
But it's a violation where you could be removed from the country, right? Like, that's the
right punishment. Because, you know, like, you snuck across the line illegally. Mm-hmm. Just like if I, you know, sneak onto somebody's property, they can remove me from their property.
That's interesting. I didn't know it was considered a violation.
It's a violation. It is not
federal
a misdemeanor
violation. Okay.
Or a felony.
So no jail time then.
No jail time.
The detention period.
Go home. Go back home. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
I mean, the jail time would be considered the detention period. Like if they were held in a detention facility,
right,
awaiting their removal.
But there is no, jail time. Mm-hmm. Of you're convicted, you spend time in jail. It's you're convicted, you go back home.
Let's go to Dalton. He's on the line in North Dakota listening in. Are you in Grand Forks, Dalton?
That is true. I am, unfortunately.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just curious on two things that both have to do with immigration. Your guys' thoughts on Obama and the executive order he signed, and, like, generally just kind of what you guys' stances are on immigration, like, because personally, I tried to call in on a radio show earlier today and tried to explain that there's much more pertinent and more serious things like the Federal Reserve, but quickly got shunned and turned away. So, I figured calling you guys, I'd definitely get some more conversation. So
I think that the executive action or executive order, executive decision, whatever it is you want to call this thing, that Barack Obama gave a speech and I read through a lot of it. I didn't read every word. I don't think it goes anywhere near far enough. And as far as what sort of immigration policy I would like to see set up, I think that there should be a uniform immigration policy, and let's take the policy that the U.S. currently has with Cuba and implement that to where it applies with people from everywhere in the world. And if you're not familiar with the Cuban immigration policy, that, or rather the policy for Cubans immigrating to the U.S., it's what they call the wet foot, dry foot rule, where if you get onto U.S. soil, you have dry feet, you get to stay. That's what I like about it. I don't like the wet foot part where they have the Coast Guard going around searching for people.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that doesn't sound too friendly.
I don't like that part, but the dry foot, let's just implement a dry foot policy. And if you get to the U.S., you get to stay. I don't really care about the whole paying taxes thing. People always say, well, if you don't pay taxes, there won't be roads or schools. Well, I don't want there to be roads because I want there to be flying cars. And I don't want there to be government schools because private schools do a much better job.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that was my argument, too. I don't think I told him, I was like, you know, it has to do with, you know, the 5 million people and whatnot. And basically I told him it's bad because of our welfare state. But then I was like, well, you know, it might be kind of good because if they just suck on the teeth of the government longer, it might bring the collapse down faster.
That's certainly possible.
She was completely just absurdly angry about that.
Well, at this point, I think the Federal Reserve and most government agencies have the thought. Do you remember the Doritos commercials from many years ago when Jay Leno was the spokesman? Eat as many as you want. We'll make more.
Yeah.
So that's sort of their thought for money. It's like, you know, take as much as you want. We'll make more.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell people. It's like, I don't know. I think it's more political theater on the part of, you know, the administration, just like every one of them. You know, they do something to bicker about. Each side fights about it. It's really nothing to fight about. Well, you know, more serious things are happening, like the Federal Reserve. They're just continuously printing off dollars. You know, no one's obviously talking about that, you know.
Well, the serious thing that's happening here is the serious thing that's been happening here is the crackdown on these people's freedom. I mean, there have been police raids of manufacturers. They have gone into small towns where they have like a major manufacturer that's kind of the sort of like a company town, that not a company town in that the company owns a town, but it's the major employer in the town, and they'll go in and hold the employees at gunpoint. They'll search through the files in the office and they'll check over all the employees, and then they'll make mass arrests of people who are supposedly illegal, and they'll decimate the company. The company can't bring enough people back in to fill the jobs quick enough to keep things going. The town dies as a result of this.
It's not the job of the businessman to be the policeman of this whole thing. I mean,
no kidding.
It leaves the people alone. But, you know, everyone says it, but we are all immigrants. Like, I'm full Norwegian. You know, I am an immigrant. You know, like, my grandparents came. You know, I mean, I'm an immigrant. We're all immigrants, you know, and it's just so ridiculous.
I am with you, Dalton. I share your frustration, and I appreciate your perspective. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll find out more about what the immigration changes are that are coming. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the supposed executive orders or decisions or actions, they're being described differently, but Obama taking his own initiative to make changes to how the immigration laws are enforced. You are welcome to share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I have mixed feelings about it because I like more freedom, and I like the idea of more immigration freedom. And if there's a chance, and I like the idea of decriminalization. I like the idea of, well, you know, if somebody's done something that's not actually a crime, that's not actually a crime against another human, like, you know, drug possession or crossing an imaginary line in the sand, then I like to see the penalties reduced for that, and I like to see fewer people targeted for those sorts of things. So if this actually does result in fewer people being physically removed from the United States, separated from their families, etc., then from that extent, you know, to that extent, I support it. But if it also results in more people being obedient to the state, then that really grates at me.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to you with your thoughts and calls, but also uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That is what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. At FreedomsPhoenix.com, you're provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. And I think the police state is an important factor here because, you know, as I was talking about before, there are businesses who have been raided because of the immigration crackdown in this country. And that's a scary thing to have happen. And they're not, you know, it's not a nice thing. It's that police are coming in and they're holding you at gunpoint. And if you don't do what they say, if you don't turn over the files, you might get hurt. And that, to me, is not the kind of place I want to live. I don't want to live in a place where there's checkpoints everywhere, which is what is happening in the United States. It's not uncommon to be in the southern or northern border areas and come across these physical built checkpoints and also some that are mobile that can move from location to location. To me, that's not freedom, and that's a pretty scary thing. But want to hear your thoughts. Let's go to the phones. Janet, ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live listening in St. George to KZNU. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Hi there.
Your caller just a caller ago was talking about how he was an immigrant, or he is an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of an immigrant is a person who comes to live permanently in a foreign country. He mentioned that his grandparents came here, and he was probably born here. He's not an immigrant. I'm not an immigrant. I was born in this country, and I'm just really upset about what's happening. My thoughts are with all of the people who have applied to come to this country legally, who have spent years and thousands of dollars working on trying to come here, and people who have come here illegally just get a free pass. And the other thing is, when you're talking about...
But it's not a free pass.
Well, it's in theory, it's a free pass. I mean, they will be able to stay here. They'll be able
temporarily, if they jump through a bunch of hurdles that are being placed in front of them.
Well, thank God for that.
Why? Why do you want people to have to obey the bureaucrats? Why do you see value in sitting down with a bunch of bureaucrats and giving them a bunch of money and filling out forms and spending hours of your time? What is the value in that? There's no value in that. It destroys value. It destroys your freedom. It destroys your time and your money. For what?
I don't see it that way. I see the structure through rules and laws. I'm not a libertarian. I do believe in the conservative cause. But at the same time, what about the people who did have to jump through those hoops? And now they're being told, guess what? You could have come here illegally and jumped through these rules or whatever it is that they're going to set up. To me.
Yeah, it sounds like what an abused person would say, right? Like, you've been abused by the state, and so therefore everyone else should be abused by the state because
I'm not abused by the state.
Forced to jump through hoops because you went through their arduous and ridiculous legal expensive process. Everyone else should be forced to go through that process. And when I say you, I mean the people who have.
Have you talked to many people who have come here legally? Have you actually?
Yeah, it's hell. It's hell to go through that process.
They all agree that this is a wonderful.
No, they don't. No, they don't. It's terrible to try to bring your friends and family in through the immigration process. And most people that I've talked to would love to have not had to have gone through that process.
We all agree that the immigration system needs to be reformed. Every single one of us, I think, in this country would agree to that. But to have.
If by reform you mean to eliminate it entirely, then I would support that. And that's about it.
I would like to see that there being less cost for these people to have to pay attorneys and whatnot to do up the paperwork. I would like to see less years. I believe that immigrants have made a wonderful contribution to this country, and they still are. But the ones who are coming here illegally, what attention do they have to any kind of rules or laws that this great country, the whole reason this country is as great as we are is because we have, I don't want to say conformity, we're all on the same page.
Have you ever broken the speed limit? Have you ever driven like 67 miles an hour in like a 60 mile an hour zone?
Absolutely. And if I get caught.
Okay. So hold on. What about all of those people that are driving 60 miles an hour and you're just going to get to your destination faster because you went a little faster than they did? That's basically what you're griping about, is
that
there's horrible immigration laws, and the reason some people don't follow them is because it is so costly and time-consuming that they're just going 67 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone and hoping not to get caught. That's what they're doing, and you want to punish them with deportation and stealing money and years of their life.
No, I want them to come here legally. Just like if
then,
they have,
that's what. Then lobby to make the laws easier. Don't lobby to punish people.
I already told you that. I already told you that's not an argument with me.
Are you calling your members of Congress?
Yes.
Or are you just calling talk shows?
I am not. I have talked to my legislators, both here in Utah and in Congress. I am not one of these people that sits by idly and bitches about everything that's going on in this country and never does anything about it. People like your last caller is, well, I'm an immigrant. Does he even educate himself on what the who the people are that are running for these positions that they're getting voted into? Or are they just going about their lives and putting their head in the sand and saying, you know what, everything is good for me here right now. I don't care what's going on with politics because what's going on right now I'm fine with. What's going to happen when their freedoms keep getting taken away and they end up, oh, shiz, I should have taken more attention to what's going on. And the thing that that Obama's done right now, he is literally acting as a dictator. When he takes and creates his own laws, one person is deciding that. How can anybody be okay with
that? Well, he didn't create his own laws. He's signing executive orders or whatever that will modify how the laws are enforced.
Exactly.
But thank you, Janet, for your call tonight.
And I do just want to thank her for actually, you know, taking time to contact her elected representatives, trying to, you know, convince them to modify the laws to make it easier, because there's not a lot of people that actually do that.
Do you think it's worth it? Do you think they care?
I don't think they care.
I don't think they do either.
But it's one of those things of, you know, if they get enough letters, then maybe it will sway their decision. Although there are times when, like the Bearcat situation here in Keene, where mm-hmm. all of the city councilors said, 90% of the people that contacted me didn't want it, but I got to vote for it anyway.
Because police want it, and we'll do whatever the police say. Let's go to Mark. He's in North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, your previous caller made a tremendous number of very valid points. And what I would like to do is stick very clearly with something that is being overlooked significantly.
All right, great. I want you to tell me about it in one moment. Stand by, Mark. We're going to bring you back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark's going to tell us what is being overlooked. We'll find out. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. You can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and our toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amberen hotline now at 1-800-959-4261. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amberen, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amberen weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-959-4261 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-959-4261. That's 1-800-959-4261. Again, 1-800-959-4261.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you'd like. It doesn't have to be about immigration, though. Certainly that's on a lot of people's minds right now, considering there's big news. Barack Obama is using executive order abilities, apparently, to modify the way the immigration laws are enforced to try to give some people, apparently, an alleged path to being able to stay here for longer legally. At least that's my understanding, Daryl, based on what you've said.
Yes.
There's a little bit more here to the story from the AP. We can get their summary in a moment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on the show, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. We'll take that $5 in and we'll invest it into Free Talk Live and use that to expand the show, to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and the Amp Only Facebook group as well. Go get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com and sign up. It really makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Mark back with us listening to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh. Mark, you were saying that something has been overlooked, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, one of the problems that I see is everybody is standing up with their pious attitude, going on these emotional arguments of, oh, they're trying to improve their lives. Oh, they've been here for so long. Oh, we're bringing up families. Blah, blah, blah. Well, the reality is, and it's a cliche at this point, we are indeed a nation of laws. The supreme law of our land happens to be the United States Constitution. That Constitution very clearly delineates and enumerates the powers of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. Now, Having said that, within the legislation, which was approved by the President of the United States at some point in the past, the legal path for immigration is Form N-400 followed by Form I-130 of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That is the legal way for doing it. You must qualify under certain aspects of that.
Let me ask you a question real quick. You mentioned the U.S. Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
Yeah.
Which section of the U.S. Constitution authorizes Congress to make any kind of law dealing with immigration?
Well, wait a minute. The laws that are established the president has very specific, the government has specific enumerated powers, of which immigration is one.
No, it's not. Naturalization. The Part 1, Article, or Section 1, Article 8 says that Congress can set a uniform procedure for naturalization. It says nothing about setting immigration policy, and there was no federal immigration policy or immigration law at all until 1872 when there was a law passed to keep out people from China.
Okay, fine. That's okay. Granted that. However, Title 8 of the U.S. Code, Section 1324, talks about bringing in and harboring certain aliens, which, very specifically, paragraph 8, any person, that also includes the president, because it doesn't...
We don't need you to read the government's code. You've already had it batted back in your face that it's not constitutional, so that code is probably not constitutional.
Okay, if it's not constitutional, then the United States Supreme Court needs to strike it down. In the interim and until...
Sure, just that, right around when, right when they get down to just striking down all the other unconstitutional laws in this country, there's all kinds of unconstitutional stuff in the United States. The Supreme Court never even hears those cases.
Okay, so let me get to the point of what I was getting to.
Okay.
Which... yes, there are unconstitutional laws. Obamacare is a huge one.
Okay, agreed.
Nevertheless, the law is the law and must be followed until it
is ridiculous.
Down. Wait. There are penalties by the law that was signed in by the representative government that we have. Now, you don't like it, that's fine. But what we're talking about is the president changing the specific law. Because there are very specific penalties for harboring, bringing in, employing in that Title 8, Section 1324. There are penalties. That is legislative law that has been passed and signed into law by the president. Not this president, but this president cannot go through with an executive order and change that law. That is not constitutional, and in doing so is guilty of obstruction of justice by the other section, which Title 18, Section 1505. The president can't do what he's doing legally.
So let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. In 1857, there was a law called the Fugitive Slave Act. I'm sure you've heard of that one. If President James Buchanan would have said that the U.S. Marshals will not enforce the Fugitive Slave Act, would you have called for his impeachment and said that he was violating the U.S. Constitution?
The law itself should have been not allowed by the judicial branch.
That did answer the question.
That violates that.
You didn't answer the question, though.
Okay, please repeat your question again.
In 1857, there was a law in the United States called the Fugitive Slave Act that said that any person who came across someone who was a fugitive slave must do everything in their ability to capture and return that fugitive slave to his alleged owner. The state of Wisconsin, the legislature there, passed a bill saying we will not enforce this law in this state. The Supreme Court of Wisconsin upheld that as constitutional. So in Wisconsin, the Fugitive Slave Act was not in effect. If James Buchanan, the President of the United States of America, would have said that the U.S. Marshals will not implement and not follow the Fugitive Slave Act, would you have said that he was being a dictator and a tyrant for failing to enforce a law that was passed by the legislature?
Absolutely.
So you, So you really are just a mindless automaton, then.
It doesn't matter. We're a nation of laws. Every law should be enforced.
You don't even see the contradiction, Mark, in what you said. I'm going to see if I can point it out to you here. You said at one point, the law is the law, and then you also said the president can't do what he's doing. So is the law, or is it just a bunch of men doing whatever the flip they want to do in Washington, D.C.? Which one is it?
At this point, it's a bunch of men doing what the flip they want to do.
At what point was it anything but that?
With total disregard.
At what point, sir, was it anything but a bunch of men doing whatever the hell they want to do?
Okay, and we're talking about this
simple question.
President with this particular
simple question.
Action.
No, we're talking about the whole thing. At what point was it ever anything besides just a bunch of men doing what they want?
Well, then maybe we should just take and bring up our arms and go into straight, absolute, complete anarchy, because that's what it sounds like you really, really want.
No, I don't believe in violence.
Don't worry about it. No laws.
I don't believe in violence, sir. That's what you're advocating.
No.
You're the one advocating violence.
Darwinian law. Strong survive. Don't anarchy. Don't worry about the laws.
What makes you think this isn't anarchy? What makes you think this is an anarchy ruled by a criminal gang calling itself the U.S. federal government?
That would be
an
anarchy.
And I absolutely agree that it is. I totally agree. In fact, that's why I have a big issue with some of these crackpots that have an issue with voter ID, because Charlotte, North Carolina had a real nice turnout of 165-year-olds voting Democrat. But there's no fraud.
Well, you just keep going right on paying your taxes. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Thanks, Mark, for the call tonight. Thanks for the, appreciate the opinions.
You can say whatever you want as long as you pay taxes. They'll be fine with it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's a real common refrain among some of the callers to Free Talk Live is, the law is the law, and it's a nation of laws, and there's all these
poorly written
clichés
and randomly enforced.
Randomly enforced is the right way to look at it.
Well,
I mean,
sometimes they let people.
Want.
Sometimes they let people off with a warning for speeding. Other times they give them a ticket. Sometimes
that's more arbitrary than random, isn't it?
Arbitrary, random, two sides of the same feather.
Well, I mean, random is more like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Arbitrary is like, oh, she's pretty. I'll let her off today. Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is the rule of men. There's no rule of law. Anybody who's actually spent enough time observing the state, whatever aspect, whether it's the legislature, the executive, the judicial branch, you know that it's all a joke. The whole idea that the law means something. As soon as the law gets in the way of the state, it's just discarded. I mean, even right here in New Hampshire, rule number one of the district courts is that the rules can be waived.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least, you know, to give the courts enough credit, they've actually come right out and admit it in their first rule that, really, there are no rules if the judge decides there are no rules, because he can waive them at any point that he wants to waive them. So that should be a real clue. And then you've also got, of course, you know, the legislature constantly, and as that caller admitted, passing illegal, unconstitutional things. And then you have to hope and wait for somebody to actually challenge that particular illegal, unconstitutional thing, and then spend another decade through the court system, getting through up to the Supreme Court, ultimately, where maybe they'll make the right choice, maybe they won't make the right choice. And of course, then you could appeal it again, and the next Supreme Court might make a different choice. Because it's all completely arbitrary and based on the rule of the whims of men. 855-453. More coming up.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.